Now, I have put together I guess you would say a definition of a miracle. Now look at it the way that I've written it for you on your bulletins and all. A miracle is a Holy Spirit act through God's grace, utilizing God's primary component, mercy. Through God's mercy, I get a miracle. The miracle of life. It all began, as we have recorded, in the Garden of Eden. The Garden of Eden was a miracle. The Garden of Eden was taken care of by God. And in that garden, God said, ended up with two people, Adam and Eve. That was a miracle. God created man out of the dust of the earth. Miracle. God created his wife from a rib in his side, in Adam's side. That was a miracle. And God then had created two genders, male and female. That's it. God's creation. Folks, I don't care how you want to divide the gender, male and female is the way God has established our existence today. Male and female. God did the creating. God made the design. God looked at us and he says, I am going to show you a miracle. I'm going to create the human race right out of the dust of the earth. And then he really shows us miracle after miracle after miracle. He creates marriage, husband, male, wife, female, two genders, husband and wife, and says, now, I want you to go and fill the earth. What a miracle. God says, this is my design. Now, let me tell you something. You don't mess with God's design and expect to be blessed. God says, this is my design for life, for existence. And I want you to go, and I want you to have families. And he tells the woman, I am going to bless you in such a way that you will bear children. Now, I know, Mom, I've never went through that. And I know that certain point you decide during this delivering process, you don't see a miracle yet. And from what all I have read and watched, there's a lot of tension during that time. A lot of words are spoken. And God blesses you. And the mother is given such authority. The hand that rocks the cradle rules the world. There is the mother rocking the cradle. When you eliminate from a society the structure that God has set in place of the family, then you eliminate peace within the heart of those family members. I know it hurts. I know it breaks me with what I've dealt with over the years. But folks, let me tell you, God says this is the way it is. You can't change it and be blessed by God. Mom is mom. Now, not everyone was treated kindly or grew up easy under their moms. The majority have. They knew they'd go to mom. They knew if dad got out of line, they'd tell mom on them. They knew what to do and where the basic love was. Mom. And God said, I've willed it so. And it was God then. Guess who he chose to bring his son into the world? A mom. A special mom. Set aside by the Spirit of God. And that special mom, Mary, set aside by the Spirit of God, delivered God's Son, God incarnate, to earth. So that you and I not only could live forever, but we could appreciate our mamas and appreciate what God has given to us. Now, like cards, I do not give my mother a Mother's Day card. I don't give my mother a birthday card. I know she'd be 105 in August, as most of you all know. I don't do that because every day I see my mother. I help my mom every day. A card says pretty things on it. But what are words without actions? What are all of those pretty words and what do they truly mean? If you don't respect your mama, doesn't matter how hard it's been. Don't go over all that stuff. What matters is a miracle. God gave you a mother. You respect her. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thou may have a long life on earth. Honor. You may say it to me, and I know what the feeling. What's to honor? You have no idea how I was treated. The honor comes from the gift God gave you. Honor. Let God work out all the other stuff. But appreciate what God has done for you in your life. Because He said, I want to do a miracle in you. Without your mother, you wouldn't be here to receive the miracle, would you? Dad ain't going to do it, boys. Got news for you. If it was possible, nope. Dads just aren't that way. Meaning, we're created by God in His image for a specific purpose, fatherhood. The woman's created in God's image for a specific purpose, motherhood, working together, family built, familyhood, cities, churches, all establishments built together, all from a cradle, started with a mama rocking it. I don't even know if they still have those. Everything I see is the thing go shoo, 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 around the poor kids so dizzy they don't know what to think. But I'll tell you what, it matters when mama takes you in her arm. And if you all remember being a kid and getting hurt and knowing that as long as there's blood, you're going to get a hug. Some better be bleeding, though, for that. You remember that? You'd run them out. How many said, Daddy, Daddy? And compared to those who said, Mom, I want my mommy. I want my mommy. I heard it in Vietnam more than once. All who have ever been in combat, you've heard it. God and Mom. Oh, where all the dads were. God and Mom. Why? It's built in our nature. It's a gift from God. A mother is a gift direct from God. And that mother instills in the heart of that child that basic connection to reality itself. Moms are miracles. You are a miracle. And God says, I want you to understand this. I have given miracles for the multitudes. God has. Now, the multitudes. That's everybody. But now, you're going to learn something today about miracle that you may not have thought of. And I want you to think of it very closely. Well, I know that there are certain individuals that, you know, God uses in miracles. If you're a Christian, you're one of them. If you are a Christian, you're one of them. Did you hear me? If you're a Christian, you're one of them. Miracles are for the multitudes, and that comes from Jesus' compassion. Listen to Matthew 15:32. You ready? Jesus called his disciples to him and said, Now, all the followers, 5,000, 15,000, we don't know how many was there, but over 5,000. He called, they're listening to Jesus. Jesus called the disciples to him and said, I have compassion on these people. All of them. Believers and non-believers alike. I have compassion on these people. They have already been with me 3 days and have nothing to eat. I do not want to send them away hungry, or they may collapse on the way. So God looks down and God said, I have mercy on the multitudes. Mercy. Therefore, I want the multitudes to witness a miracle direct from me. Feed them. And like the church today, can't you picture what all, well, the scripture tells us how the disciples are looking at each other. Really? Feed all these people? Now, you do know Judas Iscariot was sweating it because he's the one to handle all the money. He ain't going to feed these ornery people out here. What's he talking about? So Jesus says, I said, feed them. Bring the few fish to me and the bread. And they fed them. And at the end of feeding the multitudes, there were baskets left over. That was a miracle. Who witnessed it? The multitude, everyone. And God says to us, as his family, family, I want you to go out and I want you to show yourself to the world and them see a miracle. Well, Brother Larry, there is no way that I can become a miracle for anyone. Let me tell you something, folks. Now you hold this to your heart. You, as an individual, need to realize you are someone's miracle. Amen. You are someone's miracle. Someone is just waiting for that smile. Someone is just waiting for that touch. God did not create you through a miracle for you not to be someone else's miracle. Oh, it's a miracle my mother even got raised me. The way I acted, the way I did, it's a miracle. Have you ever said that? Some of you should have. Think of that. It's a miracle. It's a miracle that I'm alive today. Those of us who were there know that. It's a miracle that we're alive today. So God loves to show us the miracles in our lives so that we will be miracles in other lives. You don't understand how important that smile is to somebody who hasn't been receiving a smile. To someone who was looked down upon and frowned upon. Someone who felt unwanted. And then here you come up and you have that silly smile on your face that you think it is, and that smile has just brightened their life. You want to make heaven take notice? Smile at a child. Smile at a child. Parents, listen to me. Have you ever noticed something about the way we parent? And that is, you know, the children. When the children, they're playing, they're quiet, they're playing together. Nobody's been mortally wounded yet. All the kids are in there. You hear them, they're so quiet, you don't say a word. As soon as the little Indians turn loose, as soon as the cowboys come in and it all began, that's generational, so you all can forget that one. But as soon as they come in, the battle starts. We open the door and say, you kids are going to act right. How come we didn't open the door and praise them for playing so well together? We're too eager to fuss and back away from the praise. Because let me tell you something. When you've got a bunch of them and they're playing good together, that's a miracle. You better praise them for it and thank God for that. So God says, I have compassion on the multitudes, and I want you to have compassion on the multitude. I represent, as an individual Christian, Christ. I do not represent the body of Christ. I represent a part of the body of Christ as an individual. You do too as a Christian. It takes us united together to walk as the body of Christ called the church. You hear me preach on it every Sunday. It's called a church. The church is the actual physical body of Christ working together. Your personality working with a personality, somebody else's personality can't. Us all working together in the same name of the same love of the same miracle giver, Jesus Christ. Listen to John 14, verses 11 and 12. Believe me when I say, this is Jesus speaking. But when Jesus says, believe me, believe me. Believe me when I say that I am in the Father and the Father is in me. Or at least then, believe on the evidence of the miracles themselves. He's telling the Pharisees, the religious uppity-ups. He's telling them, if you don't believe my words, then believe the miracles. Then he goes on and he says, I tell you the truth. Anyone, I did say anyone, didn't I? Anyone means everyone, does it not? Anyone who has faith in me will do what I have been doing. Anyone, that's a believer who has faith in me, will do what I have been doing. And then he goes on, listen to what he adds. He will do even greater things than these. He's talking about the individual Christian power he is giving to that Christian. A miraculous power. Because I am going to the Father. Well, then you're saying then that I, as a mere Christian, don't you ever say mere Christian. To be a Christian is all. That is life. That is love. That is eternity. That is a miracle. That Jesus would love me and die for me. That Jesus would look at those who were doing such harm to him physically. All manner of slander and evil spewed against him. And that this Jesus would say, Father, forgive them because they don't know what they're doing. That Jesus says, I'm going to give you as a Christian the same authority that I had. That's a gift guaranteed for the Christian. Not a miracle worker, a miracle giver. Ah, catch me on this. The miracle is from the Holy Spirit. Working through you. The miracle of a smile. The miracle of a good word for that day when someone needs one. Don't you worry. Well, you know, Brother Larry, I haven't been critical with anybody lately. I've been doing since you keep preaching that stuff is trying to be nice. Just try to keep being nice, Brother Randy. Keep working on it. And remember this as we go. That through that niceness, you don't know how many multitudes have been bad to that very person Jesus sent you to. And Jesus says, I want you to be take my miracle to them. I've chosen you, Christian. I've chosen you to be my miracle giver today. You hug the child. You reach down in that ditch of life. And you got to get off the pew to do it. You reach down in that ditch of life where someone is hurting so bad. When the Lord says you go and you jump in that ditch, then you get down in that ditch. And if it takes it, you wallowing in the waste of life itself to grab that one soul, then you enjoy the miracle that God has just allowed you to be a part of. But you get down there. It doesn't smell good in the ditch of life. The words are very vulgar in the ditch of life. But that smell, that stench, those words are nothing compared to the evil behind it. So you stay there till you have put your arms under that individual and you do what God has called you to do. And you love them right through all the hell itself. And you're going to catch it. That's reality living. That's where we are. It's a miracle. It'll be a miracle if we're alive, I'm told, in 12 years. Oh, come on. Jesus has got to reign on earth for 1,000 years. That hadn't even started yet. In God's time, He saved me. In God's time, He called me. In God's time, He had a miracle set aside just for me. My son's a miracle to me. It's a miracle I have a wife. Preach it, brother. That's the facts of life. God says, I'll do it my way, Larry. Let me. That's all He asks us. Let me love you more. Larry, I'll do it for you. Do we not realize how much love that takes? There's not a mama or a daddy, a true mama or a true daddy, that would not give their life for their child. We'd much rather be with the sickness that we have than to ever see it on one of our children. And the Lord says, that's a miracle. He calls it love. A miracle of love. How in the world could the Lord love such a wretch as me? Her songs like that, Brother Randy. What a wretch. And Jesus says, but you're my brother, my sister. You're my child. We're family. I love you. It's the miracle of love. The miracle of that love that is placed into the heart of children, that's so often at the hand of the cradle, such a miracle. And God says, now take the miracle and go off into the world and preach the gospel. Well, brother, I wasn't called to preach. Yeah, you were. You are. Your life and the love that you show through it. I'm called to proclaim the message of God in the way we call preaching. I know that. I'm called to do that and called to teach. I know that. But that does not mean that you aren't also. Who do you teach it to? Well, you start at the cradle. You might even end up with a doctor or a lawyer in the family somewhere later on. And it all starts with the hand of love. Did you know what moms do? Yeah, you moms do. Did you know that moms overlook insults? Moms overlook so much. Am I glad? They overlook so much because of love. They care. They're concerned. They have the heart of God within them. They were created for that purpose. God said, male and female I've created. Here's the way it is. You want to be blessed? Follow my creation. Follow my direction. I will bless you. One thing I'll guarantee you, every individual hearing my voice had a mother. Everyone, mom. Be thankful. That's a miracle. And God's in the miracle business. And He placed you in that business. What do you need to do? Hug a person when they're on their deathbed? I don't know, but I will. To me, I remember years ago, you remember when Jesus was preaching and teaching and loving and healing? And He would go out in all forms of sickness and illness. It didn't matter what. Do you think there could ever be anything in your life, son or daughter, that would stop your mama from loving you and issuing that love, putting her arms around you, That's the gift. Accept the miracle. And it doesn't get better than that. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for life, for love, for the miracle of living itself. Now, Father, allow us, each one, to represent you in the giving of miracles. That we, Father, will take the gifts that you have given us, the personalities, whatever it is that you can use. Father, we give to you, and we glorify your name in the process. Touch us now, Father, I pray. Give us the courage and the boldness to stand strong and true in a love that you gave through the mother. For in that love, we can witness the ultimate of your hand and your mercy and your miracles. We ask that blessing in Jesus' name. Amen.